Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely, absolutely bizarre. So my first weekend, my first days in a small town in Angola, and incredibly impoverished, just a dust bowl of a town, everyone living in mud huts. And on our first weekend, us as a group of volunteers, there were a handful of us, and we were the only foreigners in town, and we were invited to a local wedding, which was held in a shed where a group of refugees were living. So very, very poor. Imagine it would be quite a solemn event. And we had this huge debate over what to take as a wedding gift. And one of our local health workers, we thought we should maybe take money or wine that we bought with us from Europe. And one of our local health workers convinced us that mosquito net was a fantastic gift because, you know, not only would it protect these people from malaria, but every time they made love under it for years to come, they'd think of us, which we thought was absolutely bizarre. But anyway, we were convinced. So we arrived at this wedding with a mosquito net under our arms, which we, in retrospect, thought was probably not the greatest present. But we watched this wedding, and it was a local wedding between a young soldier and his very young wife. And it was a very, very touching event. A lot of people in town rolled up to it. And for the wedding dance, we were invited to participate in the first dance, and they'd hooked up this very, very, very simple stereo system running off a car battery and an old car speaker, and the first song to come out of it was Michael Bolton. And I just thought, my God, you know, here was a town with no electricity, no running water, and yet they somehow got hold of Michael Bolton. And for some reason thought that this was the height of, you know, romance and